to this episode of ClearedCast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates, and our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
Hello, this is Jill Hamilton, editor at clearancejobs.com. Welcome to this episode of ClearedCast. Today, we're joined by Carolyn Verastegui from Northrop Grumman. Carolyn, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you, Jill. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to have the conversation.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role with Northrop Grumman?
Yes, I have joined Northrop Grumman as a talent acquisition business partner. So what that means is basically I am recruiting our talent that comes in and trying to retain passive candidates and create a really great inclusive work culture.
You talk to candidates every day. What would you say sets the best applicants apart?
That is a great question. We do speak to a lot of individuals who want to work with Northrop. I think that candidates that have the passion for the meaningful work that we do here, in speaking to them, you can hear it in their responses. They're extremely eager to learn about all of the programs that they would potentially be supporting. Of course, the work we do at Northrop is mission critical. We help protect the warfighter, and I know that resonates with people who value our nation's security. I think something else that sets certain applicants apart are those with diversity of thought. So we want individuals that come from different backgrounds, different walks of life. That individual talent and creative thinking certainly enhances the inclusivity throughout the company.
What kinds of projects and programs are you currently hiring for? Like, are there some in-demand roles that you kind of always have your eye out for?
Yes. Another great question. We're constantly looking for those systems engineers and software engineers. But I think one of the most exciting things that Northrop is engaging in right now is our enterprise-wide digital transformation. So some of those roles are the model-based systems engineers. We're really getting into the DevSecOps pieces and some of the lean agile roles. And of course, hey, cleared talent is something that we're constantly hiring for. So individuals that do have that special access are coveted. Obviously, that's a huge piece of protecting some of those programs that need the special access. So always retaining talent that has the clearance is huge for us. And a really exciting program. I'm sure a lot of people have been or are aware of, we were awarded the Ground-Based Strategic Deterrent contract from the U.S. Air Force.
Awesome. Yeah. So you've touched a little bit on this. Diversity and inclusion are obviously very important. Practically, how do these values play out at Northrop Grumman?
That is extremely important. It's diversity and inclusion are pivotal within our company. Me personally, as an employee at Northrop, I think what is so important is having the conversations. These conversations are taking place on a weekly, if not daily basis. The dialogue is always framed around how can we create and maintain an inclusive environment for each individual. We have the awareness and we understand that our company's environment is a direct reflection of the culture. It's really huge for us to achieve outcomes that can service, of course, the business needs and, you know, most importantly, the community. You see these values play out in the employee resource groups that we provide. We have over 200 groups, and it promotes bringing people together from different backgrounds, empowers different diverse cultures throughout the company. And this allows for networking opportunities, you know, professional development, or even, you know, the community outreach, which is really important. I think in talent acquisition, it's really important for us to provide a diverse hiring pool of candidates. That way, our hiring managers they have the ability to understand that, you know, the work groups that they're supporting have to be inclusive. We have to leverage an array of brain power. You know, all spectrums of diversity are expected to be met for us. We want to try to reframe the mindset around the past antiquated beliefs. It's really important for us as a company. The proof is in the pudding. We have a lot of different awards that we are really proud of. Our Diversity Inc. organization, we received the top award for employee resource groups, as I mentioned before. Our Executive Diversity Council, we're number 6 out of the 2020 list. And we did receive the number 2 award for people with disabilities of top companies to work for through Diversity Inc., which, you know, we are really, really proud of that piece.
Huge. And I think it sets the tone of, like, when you make things your mission, you set what your aim is for, because it, a lot of talk has come back to supporting the mission, staying on track, aiming towards that mission, and then you align all your other goals according to that, you start to see the changes happening that need to occur. And I think what you're talking about shows that, you know, it's a great example of that, how important leadership is in driving change.
Absolutely.
Because it starts at the top and trickles down, right?
It does. Absolutely. You're exactly right.
So your CEO is a female. So clearly diverse voices are, you know, it's an important part of that executive leadership structure. So why is that important? How have you seen that play out, that that has actually been the impetus behind a lot of the changes that you've made over the years?
Yes, Kathy Warden, our fearless CEO, she is a phenomenal leader. Along with the fact that we do have an array of a diverse leadership team, it reflects the company's population. It truly does. And I think what comes from the top is the awareness that we all have to have empathy for one another. Our leadership does recognize that there have been issues. These are, you know, this is something within society that we're dealing with. And I think it's important that we're focused on how to move forward. And with that, they are having the conversations. We're having the discussions. And we have to all realize that there's this source of power within us, you know, to see another human being and always lead with empathy. We also, as a company, have created so many, we're allies and we create support for one another. You know, knowledge is being shared, information is being shared, experiences are being shared, and the discussion is just wide open as a company. So I think that really benefits us because of the diversity of thought. I believe we are a more successful organization because we embrace the inclusive environment. Innovation and creativity are completely promoted. So, you know, because of this, we're meeting the goals that are set before us. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to exceed the goals. We want to maintain our role as a leader in this industry. So I'm just honored to be a part of it all, and especially to have a woman as our CEO. She really does set the tone.
I've heard a lot about even like mentorship programs or local leadership was another thing that was talked about before, but I think that was really helpful and interesting in putting things into practice of connecting people, because people are your biggest resource. And so that's really encouraging to see.
Definitely. You're exactly right.
So I won't limit you to one piece of advice. I was going to say one piece of advice to a candidate considering career opportunities at Northrop Grumman. What would that be? But maybe like just your top three, if you have a couple other pieces of advice for candidates, what should they consider? Like, even if they're, you know, just trying to get, make a connection, ways to make a connection or things to look out for, what would your advice to them be?
Yes, Jillian, this is huge because I know, you know, candidates are constantly applying to requisitions. What's really important that people have to understand, especially with Northrop Grumman, is social media is really, really important. We've had hiring managers make connections with candidates and pass them over to us in talent acquisition and say, hey, you know, I want to have a conversation with this person. It works. The best piece of advice I can give is definitely to build your network, build the channel so you have that touch. Don't be afraid to reach out to hiring managers. We are, you know, as well as, you know, the consistency of signing up for networking events as well. What's great nowadays, to look at the positive with what's going on in our current state, virtual events are at our fingertips. You can sign up for all of the Zoom sessions that we host online to have conversations with hiring managers, to have conversations with the internal talent acquisition representatives. Just use that network. I think it's also important for some of the college and people that are completing internships is to make sure to join the national chapters. We have a huge presence at our SHIP conferences, our SWE conferences in NSBE. And, you know, for those of you that may not know, that the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers, Society of Women Engineers, and the National Society of Black Engineers, we have a presence there. And as I mentioned before, what's great about these chapters is that they are switching to virtual. So if perhaps it was difficult for anyone to travel before to those conferences, now it's at your fingertips. So leveraging those external groups is extremely important. All it takes is developing the relationships. I think too, from a technical standpoint, when applying to specific requisitions at Northrop Grumman, we have thousands of jobs on our careers page. And it's important to really connect to the positions that align with the basic qualifications. Making sure that you're applying to those that really meet that standard for you, it's going to help. And then I think too, this is kind of just a spinoff, but when you start your career at Northrop, I think if you decide to join us, it's important to feel comfortable and for you to bring your entire self to work, you know, to thrive in your job. And also what's great is that everyone does have a voice here. I mean, we're given evaluations, we're given surveys, and our company does not take them lightly. So if you have something to say, if you want to see change, it will take place. And I think that's kind of rare for a company of our size.
I think it's really a good reminder to keep online profiles like at, you know, clearancejobs.com up to date. And that does ping recruiters, and you do get people reaching out over those mechanisms. But it is hard lately, I think, with especially living the whole virtual life right now, especially in our current state of things, you could feel overwhelmed. And so I think that's good to remind her, like, just keep a presence, look for what you're specifically good at, or your what connects with you, and maybe maintain those social chapters, like stay active there. Right. And then you're active there, you are looking. And so when the timing is right, the connections will be made, not to get overwhelmed with all that's out there, but don't ignore it either.
Exactly. That's great advice.
So it is good. You love you, so it's good.
Yes, I love it. This has been great. So,
well, thank you so much for joining us, Carolyn. It was great chatting with you today.
Absolutely, Jillian. It was a pleasure. I'm honored to represent such a great company. And we are in very different and difficult times, but we can choose to see the silver lining, and we can choose to see the change that's taking place, you know, in front of us, and we can be the change.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, thank you for joining us today at ClearCast. For more security clearance news and defense information, please visit us at news.clearancejobs.com.